It's Friday morning. Let's go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay. Happy November.
Yes, that's right. It is November, isn't it? But we go back to the last Sunday of October. That's when the Bills fell to 5-2 with a home loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. And before we look ahead, let's take a look at how you see maybe last Sunday's game affecting how things will move forward here.
Oof, really want to do that, huh? That's where we're at here. I guess after the Miami game, I said I wasn't overly concerned with the uneven and too close for comfort win over the league's worst team. The Bills, you know, after all, they're a young team themselves, still putting it together and, you know, playing 60 minutes. But after the Eagles loss, it's fair to raise the worry level just a bit, particularly because the 31-13 loss to Philadelphia, it wasn't a result of being unable to put together a complete 60 minutes. They were closer to, I'd say, 0 minutes when all was said and done. And I know it sounds harsh, but Bills were outplayed on offense, defense, special teams, and even just glaringly outcoached to top it all off. And as my father is wont to say, they laid an egg. And while I raise that worry level a little bit, the sky isn't falling. The Bills, they're still 5-2 and in great shape as their schedule remains favorable with 9 weeks left to go. But it's more than just the favorable schedule that gives me some reason for optimism. And, you know, I know Bills fans are tired of seeing the Patriots and their freakish dominance and want this to be Buffalo's time now. But, and this really goes beyond the playbook, there looks to be a bit more forest for the trees progress happening before our eyes. And it's that while the Bills don't appear to be quite there yet, as we saw on Sunday, they're doing something pretty significant. They're winning the games that they actually used to lose. And what I mean by that is, in a league that emphasizes parity, the Bills, they've been bad for a generation in part because they rarely had a winning record in games decided by 7 points or less. If you consider that last year when the Bills went 6-10, they were 3-3 in games decided by just one touchdown. In 2017, when they ended that playoff drought, the Bills, they were 5-2 in games decided by 7 or less. And in the 17 years before the Bills ended that playoff drought, they were better than 500 in games decided by 7 or less in just 3 of those 17 seasons. So this year, the Bills are 3-1 in one touchdown games. And the point and the trend that I'm trying to point out here is that despite the Eagles' loss, in order to build and grow into a playoff team, they need to put a bad game behind them and continue to build on the reversal of bad trends that have highlighted their generational futility. And the Bills are going to grow into the team that fans hope beating the better team should come as well, even if they weren't there last week.
Okay, so let's look forward to this week. The Bills hosting Washington and their 1-6 record. So if the Bills are going to take this opportunity to build, how do you see it all playing out?
Yeah, much like the Miami game, this is another must-win for the Bills because even if the statistics and trends point to, you know, an overall upswing for Buffalo, losing on Sunday, it's just going to represent the complete opposite of everything I just discussed, and the Bills know it. Sure, Miami and Cincinnati, they're the worst teams in the NFL by record, but Washington and its owner Dan Snyder, they're almost unquestionably the most dysfunctional franchise in the NFL. So if you're bored at work today, just Google Dan Snyder Washington dysfunction, and the sheer number of columns and articles that highlight the mismanagement in Washington, it's pretty astonishing. Their defense, it's supposed to be the strength of the team there in Washington, they give up 378 yards per game and 24 points on average. And Washington's offense, they're third worst in both yards and points per game. They average barely 12 points per game. So to put it plainly, the Bills, and namely Josh Allen in the offense, must use this game to get their confidence back, and they must get a win. Unfortunately, though, a win against Washington, it's not going to quiet the critics who claim, you know, the Bills' soft schedule, you know, mitigates the value of their success. But the goal for an NFL team, as I discussed earlier, it's really not beauty points, but just stacking wins and changing the culture. So the bigger picture for Buffalo as we mark the halfway point of the season is to get to the playoffs. And when that new season becomes a 3 or 4 championship game tournament, you know, and it's been far too long since the Bills were relevant. And while that's not going to change overnight, it can and it should get back on track on Sunday. So let's hope.
Hope. We've been talking about that for the last bunch of years.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Since I was about 5.
Exactly.
More like 10.
Okay. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.